And now it's time for our weekly trip around the state. This week, we're headed to some of the most remote corners of Alaska. First, it's north to Nuiqsut, near the Beaufort Sea, and then west, way west, out along the Aleutian Chain, to Atka.
My name is Irene Mikiana. I'm the culture coordinator for the city of Nuiqsut. My job is to make sure my culture isn't disturbed or in any way impacted from the oil companies. The village Eskimo name was probably Huyakavik Mute. There's a dance group in that name, but I think that's an Eskimo term for a villager, but it's actually Nuiqsut also. We favor one over the other, and that's Nuiqsut. We're in middle of moose season, and whaling will be coming up here shortly, and our fall whaling. But right now it's moose season, and a lot of our people in the village are making what we call bifsi. That's a tri-fish we hang. Well, I describe it as a very quiet little town way up here in middle of nowhere, surrounded by oil fields. This is a subsistence community. We pretty much live off our subsistence livelihood.
My name is Julie Dirks, and I'm the city administrator for the city of Atka. It is a very remote, isolated Aleutian Island village. It's one of the few places left where they practice their traditional hunting and subsistence activities. It's 350 miles west of Unalaska and then 90 miles east of Adak. And we used to be able to claim that we were the farthest west civilian community in the United States, but now that the military is no longer in Adak, we lost that claim to fame. Of course, it's summer, so they're doing their commercial halibut and blackcock fishing. That'll go on into October or till the quota that the community is allowed is caught. The city itself has their own project, one that they're managing and doing themselves is building a small-scale hydroelectric project. And we plan to have that operating and online by spring of 2012. We have an Economic Development Administration grant because it's related to economic development, because we'll be supplying the seafood processing plant with lower cost energy. That's what's going on out there. And then, of course, everybody's out fishing and riding ATVs around and, you know, enjoying the weather while they've got it.
That was Irene Mikiana in Nuiqsut and Julie Dirks in Atka. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK on Alaska News Nightly. We had help this week from Esme Joyce in Petersburg and Heather Arono in Anchorage. Tune in next week for more quirky stories about life in the 49th state. I'm Ed Ronco.